Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
An Erio's original.
Listeners, we love you. We love you so much. We even love your friends. So will you tell them about us? Tell 5 friends to subscribe to or follow Foxy Browns. Forward the newsletter. Subscribe to the newsletter, foxybrownspod.com. Shout about it online, Twitter and Insta, and we can keep plugging away at this thing. And please email us. We want to know what topics, questions, guests you would love to hear about on the pod, what issues you're struggling with, any tips, tricks, stuff, or scams. We're here to serve. We'll read some letters and answer them on air in the coming week. Email foxybrowns@erios.net. Thanks, guys. Welcome to Foxy Browns. I'm Priyanka.
I'm Camilla, and this is the podcast that navigates beauty and wellness from our perspectives as women of color.
This week, like every week, we're talking stuff and things, tips and tricks, and deconstructing Western beauty standards, and we're joined by special guest Kieran Petty.
Hi.
Hi.
Kieran is a hugely successful makeup artist. And
well,
you've
that's
seen
very
her.
Nice.
It's very true.
Fact.
You've definitely seen her beautiful, very natural work on everyone from Jenny Slate to Awkwafina, also Frida Pinto, Zoe Kazan. And we're just very lucky to have this wonderful expert and enthusiast with us today.
Aw. Thanks for joining us.
Are you kidding? I feel so honored. I actually can't believe you guys picked me.
What?
I was super excited. I've been telling everyone. And then I got nervous because then I started telling too many people. And then I got this fear that it was going to go away.
You're
oh, there's like another brown makeup artist out there. But then I realized that because of the society we live in, I'm like one of the only.
You are, by the way.
So I'm like, okay, cool. I have this, like, for once, like, the lack of diversity is working for
in
me.
Your favor?
And I'm, like, going to hold on to this. Look,
get it where you can.
Yeah. That's, yeah. Yeah. That's like, what we cool. strive to achieve here. Yeah. It's like, hey, you, yeah. the one no one pays attention yeah. to. Come
I'm
over
like,
here.
I'll be the one. That's okay. It's fine. Yeah. But
can we talk? We usually start with stuff and things, but I would love to start with I just saw you do for Camilla, which
sure. I mean,
let's walk us through it.
So, full disclosure, we were just settling into the podcast and setting up mics, and I had mentioned that I was just coming off the tail end of an anxiety attack, which had just appeared this morning. And Kieran stopped and said, "Can I do something for you?" And I said, "Sure." And she reached into her bag, pulled out these oils, and I don't know, what was in this oil?
So this one was a stress oil from Tata Harper. So it was like a blend. And so I always have several oils with me at all times. And this is where I get in my head because we've just met. And so I'm like, I hope she's okay with me touching her because I'll touch people. I touch people for my job.
But
so
it was so calming. It was very,
yeah, you looked very nervous to me.
Yeah.
And not because of me, because of your life, whatever our life is doing. And so I think it's important to heal like that. And it's something you can just keep in your purse, and it just kind of.
It was one, and it lasted less than 60 seconds.
Yeah,
but
maybe a
minute. But applied these oils and touched some like pressure points on me and instructed me to do some deep breathing. Mm-hmm. And I feel great.
Good. Yeah,
my heart's no longer beating through my chest.
Good.
I'm not sweating anymore.
Good. I think the real trick of that is making you stop and just breathe. Because I think when someone tells you on their own, just breathe, you're not going to do it. But if there's a purpose there, like, I need you to smell this oil for me.
Yes. Right.
And then you're like, okay, I'm actually doing something. I have a task.
Yes.
Because as women, we are constantly, we don't allow ourselves to just relax. There has to be a task or a purpose or research involved or something. So I do that all the time with pretty much every client who allows it. Because you also have to be in a place because it is intimate. It's an intimate experience.
Course.
Like, I touch your heart. So I feel honored that you let me do that since we've just met. But it's good. It's important. And I think just even being in this job, like I started this job really because originally I wanted to be a lady doctor, but I am terrible.
Well, that felt medicinal. What you just did was extraordinary bedside manner.
You're still a healer. So, yes. I will float on that because I just wanted to always work with women in some way. And to my parents' dismay, being, you know, Pakistani child, I wasn't going to go to medical school.
Of course. We all disappointed our parents in that way.
I'm so sorry, mom and dad. But, you know, it's like I love women. I love helping, and I love, you know, the power of touch and just connecting. So thank you for letting me, since we've just met, like at least have that with you.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'm going to leave you that little oil. It's almost done, but at least you can carry it with you through the day.
That is incredibly kind of you. Thank you so much.
They're great.
And honestly, I cannot tell you how grateful I am for that experience. So we're about to launch into a day of recording. And,
yeah, good.
We
got to maybe get you guys on some oils every day.
Because whatever we're doing is not working.
Yeah.
No, usual tricks are not working, guys.
It's hard, man. It's hard. We tend to use those a lot at my work because I'm always with someone before an award show or press. And a lot of times press isn't gentle. They're there to get something. These days, they're there. They don't want to just hear about your movie.
No.
They want to get you. They want a soundbite. Right. Yeah. And, you know, work with these really amazing, vulnerable human women who are like there to give themselves.
That's so Jenny.
Yes.
A human woman.
And Jenny is a human woman, which is why that's in my head right now. Her book just came out and we are coming off some
New York press. So excited for her.
Oh my God. She's the best. We're starting more press this week. I came back from New York yesterday.
Oh my God. Me too.
Yes. Okay. Yeah. So you know that hustle bustle and... Mm-hmm. So you're just like, I think as busy working women, we never stop.
Here's the other thing that I was thinking about because I saw you calm Camilla down. And we're, I think, women who nobody ever takes care of.
Sure.
Like we're used to taking care of other people. Sure. So it's kind of shocking to be pulled out of your your comfort zone, which is constantly taking care of other people, to have someone say, I'll take care of you. Yeah. Like you don't believe it at first.
Exactly.
It's very confusing.
Completely. And, you know, when you're saying that we just met, when you said, you know, can I be open to you? The readiness for me to fall back into your hands. I was like, please, someone. Oh my God.
Not everyone's like that though. And I'm not for everyone. That I'm a hugger. Like I will hug you so many times, like when we work together. And so it just depends on the person, but I tend to be able to find my tribe. My agent is so good at that too, has been able to connect me with women who are open.
Yes. I think that part of it, of course, is the skill, and you will find many makeup artists with a certain skill level, which is great. You certainly have a specific like look, which is beautiful.
Yeah.
But also word of mouth, because it's about how you make people feel.
Yes.
And I remember the reason you and I even came into contact, the reason I just have your cell phone number and haven't met you is because I texted Jenny once and I said, have you ever worked with a makeup artist? Or, you know, I'm trying to find, I think your makeup artist is a woman of color. Would you mind if I asked her about, it was just lipstick or something. I needed a special occasion lipstick.
Yeah, and we
or
messaged. Like a look.
Yes.
That's right.
And you sent me recommendations and then I held on to it. And when we started this, I was like, we got to get her on. So thank you for joining us today.
Oh my gosh, I'm so honored. This is so exciting.
So what we usually start with is stuff and things, which is just products or treatments or, you know, beauty, wellness, things that you're really into this week or in recent memory. And I can start.
Yeah.
I'm super into this new sunscreen.
Oh.
Ooh, what are you using?
Tell me more.
I'm using the Elta MD.
Mm-hmm. That's a great one.
Oh, thank you. I'm nervous to bring this up because you might be like, it's made of gross bugs.
No.
You have to throw it out immediately.
No.
Elta MD. With niacinamide, because I've been having breakouts, SPF 40.
Mm-hmm. Great.
It's awesome. So I've been doing my moisturizer and then doing the sunscreen on top, and I have not had a break. I was having these crazy like stress breakouts and they've completely stopped, which is amazing. Mm-hmm. And it really works. It doesn't make me look ghostly. It like rubs in really well.
Yeah. That's hard when you're a person of color trying to find a sunscreen.
Yeah. Exactly. It doesn't make you look like you're wearing white face.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I always call it like that antiqued look. You know, it looks like we've just like antiqued. So I'm always looking. I mean, that's a great brand. That was always kind of like a cult following.
Yeah.
How did you come across it? World?
I think that I just did a deep like Allure dive.
Yeah.
You know, they take it so seriously.
Those ladies are.
Yeah.
And gents are really like, doing it, doing the good work over there.
Exactly. Like they're doing all the research. So I dove in and I was like, okay, here's what I need. I need one that isn't a moisturizer. I need to put it on top of my moisturizer, which is a separate thing. And then I need it to be good for my skin so it doesn't clog my pores and blah, blah, blah. And so it had like a gajillion great reviews. And so I ordered it to try it out and it's working out great.
I'm going to have to give this a try because I've noticed I have been using the Glossier sunscreen for quite some time, which is great. The thing I like about it is that it goes on clear.
Sure.
But it does make it gives my skin quite a sheen.
Gotcha.
And I have noticed that it can be a little bit clogging on my cheeks. So I'm interested to try this one.
Yeah, I could bring you some. I brought you floss today.
this magical floss that I've been hearing about since we started the pod.
Is it the coconut one?
No, it's just a regular Glide. They're really flat
floss. Oh, I love that. It's in my purse
it's
also.
It's the greatest.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
It's always in my purse.
Oh, me too. And in my kit.
I hate flossing, and it changed my life. I've talked about this on
Didn't
episode.
Did your dentist compliment you?
Yes. He said, I can tell you've been flossing.
Feel so cocky?
So cocky. Oh,
when your dentist says anything to you?
Yes.
Any medical practitioner comments and says, I've made any kind of progress in my healthcare, I'm like, yes.
It really works. It takes, and it like is slipperier than other floss or something.
Oh, yeah.
So it's just like in and out. It's like 20 seconds later, you're done.
Yeah. We just all like, if you're an overachiever, clearly at this table, that's what's happening.
It's so true. We just teach us pets.
Just
that's what it is.
Like, I'm just waiting for that day that my doctor's like, hey, guess what? You got the teeth of a 10-year-old.
You're right back in time. I have to go get my cholesterol checked and I keep delaying it. Like it's final that I can like, I'm like, give me an incomplete for now.
Yeah, totally. That's always scary. Those like blood things are always bad.
Those are terribly high cholesterol.
Oh, you do?
Genetically high cholesterol. And I'm just like, and I'm turning 40.
Oh,
and I'm like, if you put me on real drugs, I don't know.
But 40 is young now, you know, it's like.
Right. But with the high cholesterol, like things just, you know, it's just like.
Do you take a fish oil?
I do. And I should take it more.
Yeah. That's the ticket.
Have you noticed a difference?
I had a high cholesterol reading a year or so ago. And my nutritionist put me on a fish oil. And it's been incredibly. I've got it. It's actually over there. I've got to take it in a second.
Is it the Nordic Naturals or something?
No, I'll send you the link because it's a very high grade one because it made a difference in a month.
Really?
Wow.
And
great.
It's marvelous. The only downside is the pill is enormous. Wow. So I have to take two in the morning. I have to take them one at a time and kind of brace myself for them because they're very big.
Okay.
But it's saving my life, so I guess I'll continue.
Yeah, so you'll just take the... horse pill and figure it out.
We'll add it to the show
in the newsletter.
Notes.
Yes. What is your stuff/thing?
My thing at the moment, it's quite a cheap one, but it's just Epsom salts for baths.
I
love them so, so much. And you really don't need to buy the expensive ones. Just go to the geriatric aisle in CVS and buy it for like a bucket for $15. Right.
There's nothing more humbling than being in that aisle actually shopping there. Because I remember going to the aisle with my mom and being like, you're old as hell, Riri. just go get your special Vaseline for diabetics and go get your Epsom salt. Let's get the hell out of here.
What is this? Special
it's like because diabetics are their skin can become very dry, so you have to there are things that are targeted just for diabetics, and so there's a whole industry, but now I'm in that aisle do you have any probiotics with extra fiber? I also need a vaginal probiotic, and can you also see if there's any Epsom salt, the fine grain crystals, because mama hurts it's just like this, I find myself looking at the compression socks. I'm like, this
love
is my aisle.
Do not get on a plane without a pair.
And I know those CVS receipts are so insane. CVS, if you're listening, please cut that out.
Yes.
But
come on.
I'm one of those who saves them and cuts them. I use them.
Smart.
Never even look at them.
Oh my gosh.
So wasteful.
I will also add another stuff and things, as you just mentioned, vaginal probiotics. Mm-hmm. it is, so they sell these over the counter mm-hmm. in France, but you can now get them on Amazon. They're a little bit more expensive, but it's actually a tampon with a probiotic in
it. Wow.
And they are remarkably effective.
That's amazing.
So if you
recalibrating everything.
Absolutely. Yeah. So you really use just one at the start of your cycle and it just rebalances you for the month.
That's probably great if you are predisposed to like a yeast infection or something like that. Ladies, we're getting real.
This is all women. This is all. Or you know what? Men learn something.
Learn something. This affects you too.
It really does. They're like, how does it all work? We'll tell you. Yes. We'll tell you how it all works.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I remember years ago I would have issues every month, and then I went to like a holistic doctor who was like, oh, we'll just recalibrate your flora, and she made her own whatevers, and I stuck them up there, and I was fine.
Doesn't that sound so pretty?
Yeah,
it was amazing.
Yeah, flora.
Because I had gone to male doctors who had written me a lot of prescriptions.
Yeah. Oh, they're like,
and
that messed me up.
I was in a bad state. And then after like 3 weeks on her whatever it was,
flora,
I haven't had any issues, and that's been 15 years.
That's amazing.
Incredible.
Yeah. I take, you know, that Nature's Bounty vitamin brand, mm-hmm. and they have a vaginal probiotic that you actually take as a pill. Mm-hmm. So you don't, it's not a suppository. You just, and it has changed my life. I recommend it to anyone. Ooh. I'm just like, go keep it in the fridge. Yes. Like you just take one a day.
I'm gonna check it out.
Because do you guys take a lot of supplements?
I define a lot.
Yeah. Well, that I was taking we like so many, and I was having the worst acid reflux life. Like on fire.
Yes.
Every day.
You never know what's going to get you on the empty stomach, especially.
Yeah. So now I've kind of cut it down. I just take that probiotic. Mm. I take the Ritual vitamins.
I've had good things about Ritual.
You know what? Yeah. I've had a great experience with them. I keep reordering them. So I'm into them. They're gentle.
Yes, so that's great. Because again, the acid reflux on the empty stomach is brutal.
Yeah.
And it'll last like half a day.
Oh my gosh. Remarkable. Yeah, just like you're like, cool.
Yeah.
It'll ruin your morning.
Yeah.
Do you have a stuff or thing that you want to recommend this week?
Oh, that's actually a very good question. And this is going to sit with me the minute I leave here.
You probably have 100 things.
I have a million. Can I give you like a few things?
Yes,
please.
Absolutely.
Well, we talked about Tata.
Exactly. Yes. This oil, I mean, I'm still smelling it now.
It's so beautiful.
And I'm so excited to have this now as part of my daily first aid kit.
So I have like four that I rotate. Yeah. So I'll use Tata. Uh-huh. I love Hope Gillerman.
Okay.
She is amazing also. Yeah. And she does one, if you clench your jaw.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So you just rub it right here.
What is unclenched jaw?
Does anyone know
what that feels like?
You guys are my ladies. Yeah. I see this.
Yeah.
So every night before I go to bed, if I remember, I take I like a roller oil because it's easy.
Same. Exactly.
Mm-hmm. And I just take a lavender one. You can buy any brand. I have the doTERRA one right now.
Yes.
And I'll just take it from the chest. So you know how I rolled your, so I'll just take it from the chest up. Like
breastbone up to the neck. Yes.
So sternum. That's an amazing one. And then True Botanicals makes a muscle tension release one. Oh, so I'm all up in there, like doing some witchcraft and making it work. But they really, I find them helpful, and they just make you kind of slow down. And because they're pure oils and you're not working with chemicals, I think we as women face chemicals in everything every day from the moment we get up.
Exactly.
And so I'm really into those. So I would say if you want to add something that's a treat for yourself, because they can be a bit pricey. Get yourself a beautiful oil that you can just kind of use, even like if you're worried if it's going to mess with your perfume, it won't, because your skin generally will absorb them after a bit. Mm. So I love those.
I would also wear this as a perfume. It smells incredible.
Oh, they're beautiful. These are made by incredible companies who work with so many people based on their fragrance, on their healing properties. So these ladies, like I've tried myself to like go figure it out at Whole Foods, and I end up smelling like something that I was cooking and I wasn't cooking. So I'm like, okay, I'm just going to take the, I'm gonna let the experts,
leave it to the experts
do their thing. So I love that stuff. I love a cream cheek. Ooh. As you can tell from myself, I don't really wear any foundation.
And your skin is beautiful. Yeah.
So I have a few tricks.
Of course.
Well, thank you.
Everything.
I don't, so I get a facial every month.
Every
single month.
Who do you go to?
I go to Joanna Vargas.
Oh, yes, of course.
There's one at the Sunset Tower, one in New York. Mm-hmm. But if you're on the go and you can't, if you are someone who is busy and you, if the thought of you laying somewhere an hour and your brain not being able to shut off sounds like it's not possible, then what you do is their masks actually really work. So I love their exfoliating mask, which I would say if you're going to treat yourself, mm-hmm. it's beautiful, especially for women of color because it has vitamin C.
Great.
And I don't want to, I want to be wrong, but I think it, I feel like it has turmeric. My soul feels like it does. So, but there's always like a brightening that happens.
Yes.
Which as women of color, often we suffer from hyperpigmentation.
Yeah.
One, it's my,
it's mine too.
Daily.
We can talk about it. Well, yeah. We can have our own little podcast about how it's ruining our lives.
Yes.
Every zit.
Oh.
It's like every time you get a zit, it's not about the zit, it's about the after.
Exactly.
Oh. You can cover up a zit, but after you just got a big brown scar on your face every
time. For life.
Yeah.
For life. Yeah. It's like, if there is a doctor out there who's going to work on a proper laser for brown women that is going to be safe, please call me. I'd like to see you because
immediately.
There's always that caveat of, yes, you should go do laser, but you can scar and it can be worse.
Indeed.
My friend Beth, who is a white person, but it doesn't look like a white person. She's very olive.
She's kind of my color.
Yeah. She has been doing this thing called Clear and Brilliant.
Oh, yeah.
And she loves that? It.
Yeah.
It's for hyperpigmentation. And she has gotten, I think she's done 2 or 3 sessions.
Yeah.
It's a laser, but it's like a mild laser.
Yeah.
You do 3 sessions. I think it's like a couple $100 each time. But mm-hmm. It was like her birthday present to herself. And she's been really happy. So after that's all said and done, I kind of might want to check it out. But that's supposed to be a better laser for people who are a little darker, because usually those lasers only work on if you're like
very fair.
Yeah, very fair with dark spots. Yeah.
They scare me still.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
I'm not an expert in the lasers. I tend to be less is more with everything.
Yes.
So as I was saying, I love a cream cheek. I love an oil. I love things that are easy because I was thinking in the car, you know, we have French Beauty and we have K Beauty, J Beauty, Clean Beauty.
Mm-hmm.
And now we have, I don't know if they're going to call it I Beauty or A Beauty. So I don't know if it's going to be Ayurvedic Beauty or Indian Beauty, but that's on the forefront.
That's
also
the next wave.
But my wave is going to be L Beauty, which is Lazy Beauty.
Yes.
I'm sign me up.
I need to do it in like, it, for myself, it's like, I just can't be bothered. Like, I don't love the feel of it every day. And so for my clients, I feel like that kind of translates because I generally don't put foundation on anyone. And if I do, it's thinned out, but most of the time it's a tint. I like it and I think that's my dream too. And my girls have been so amazing with that. But I'm not everyone's dream because especially in our high coverage kind of world, I want people to look like them.
Yeah.
And it's fun to do a fun eye or like a glitter or a lip or something cute. But I want you, for me, I feel like it's really damaging for the, your inside to then feel like you are, I've constructed myself to look like this person. I'm totally reliant on my makeup artist to create this image that I don't look like.
Yeah.
Whereas for me, I'm like, look, you're not really wearing much. So if you take that off, people are going to be able to find you and recognize you.
Right.
Like there's no witness protection situation.
I can't tell you how many times I've had my makeup done and then I just feel like I'm wearing a mask. I'm like, I can't see my face. It doesn't look like my face. I look in the mirror and I don't see myself.
You look at pictures afterwards and it does. You're like, this looks like a complete stranger.
Yeah. I don't like that story.
And it's an incredible skill to be able to do that. I think it's very interesting watching someone, you know, rebuild the contours of someone's face. I think that's very cool.
It's an art. It's a true art form.
But what you are saying about it being damaging to the inside, yes, it is. This video is just like, was my face not good enough?
Yeah.
You had to put a new one on this?
Yeah. They're also saying things like, let's cover up those freckles.
And oh my gosh.
I like them.
I love them. That's always said to me. Anytime they take my like photo for something, a lot of times they'll just Photoshop all my freckles out.
Yes.
And I'm like, you got to put them back.
Yeah.
Like I like them. I'm proud of them.
And they're beautiful.
Yeah. I mean, I feel good about them, but even if they were like nuts but I couldn't see freckles looking nuts because I think they're beautiful and the more the better.
Me too. Like I can't imagine wanting to have a face that had absolutely no character.
Me neither.
Like we're all just supposed to look like a sheet of paper in different colors. Like is that, we're all just construction paper faces.
I feel that. I always kind of tread that line of there is a place for makeup as art. art mm-hmm. and makeup as, you know, rebuilding something from the ground up and creating and making, like, turning somebody into a piece of art.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
But for me, if I'm not doing an editorial and I'm putting somebody on the carpet right. to go and promote this movie that they've worked so hard on or this project, and I don't want to then have it be about me.
Right. Yes.
You know, it's their time. I'm there to make you feel happy. I'm there to make sure that those cameras are tough.
Indeed.
I'm there to just
the technology
kind of,
is very aggressive.
Yeah. And also, you know, we're not supposed to be zoomed in that much.
Right.
At we all. Now like we'll take our phones or computers and go so close to somebody's face. But it's like, if I'm that close to you, if I can almost kiss you, I still actually can't see that deeply into all your pores. So that's not what we should be doing to all these poor women out there. And we do it. We all do it. Which is why, you know, with all the face tuning and all the photoshopping that goes on, it just, it scares me. And also as an artist, I've struggled because sometimes I'll go and do a job with a new person and I'll leave and I'll get inside my head, as we all do after we finish a project.
Yeah.
And I'll say, maybe I should have done more. Maybe I should have like proved myself as an artist. But now, especially as you see on the red carpet has become editorial in so many
Absolutely.
Ways.
Absolutely.
Which is so cool because you're seeing all these rad looks. But also, I do like a subtle, quiet, like, yes, I was there, but my job is to be behind the scenes. I still want it to look like you could have done that on your own.
Yeah.
And that when you get home, it's not a different person from out the door to in your bed.
Yeah.
It's really beautiful.
People should, if you're listening, you should follow Kieran on Instagram. She has a beautiful Instagram with lots of beautiful ladies on it. So you can see exactly what she's talking about. It's Kieran Instagram.
Yeah.
Right?
It's just my name and the word. Well, it's K-I-R Instagram. Super easy. But ye└================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================

over the last 2 years as an artist, it has been a struggle
really?
To find my place because when you are light-handed, you sometimes can feel not as exciting. You know, because it's like sometimes people get into a makeup chair and they're going to want to feel a full transformation.
Yes.
And for me, I don't want to recreate anything you have.
That's so interesting because on the business side of things, you know, we've been talking about how makeup sales are down for the first time in ever because everyone's focusing more on skin health and like a natural look. Mm-hmm. So
that's been me from the jump.
Yeah, but it's strange that editorial isn't like keeping up with that. I guess just the more dramatic, the more...
Yeah.
I love
shows on Instagram.
Yeah, that's really what it is. It's the Instagram world. It's not so much. So I feel like, you know, editorial is where art happens. So I'm fine with that. And it's the red carpet is, you know, where we kind of help our clients go and promote and be beautiful and feel great and match whatever they're wearing. And it's definitely a process. There's a nail person involved, a stylist, a hairstylist, us, a publicist. Like there's a lot of people. There's designers who have, if they're dressing the client in something, they have a vision.
Right.
But it's that middle world, that social media world, which in so many ways is awesome. Like I've discovered so many great things and
totally
and products and when I need to figure out how to do a look, I go and watch a tutorial too.
Absolutely.
So I'm there. I'm right there.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
How did you learn? I mean, I read a little bit about kind of your story. You were working at Smashbox, is that right?
Yeah, I assisted for a long time.
Okay.
Yeah, so I went to Berkeley for college and really kind of was lucky in a way because I graduated when there was a recession. So
said no one ever.
There aren't any jobs.
Right. There
were no. I gotta make my own job.
Yeah, there were no jobs. So I was working as a bank teller in a grocery store.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. Was doing that vibe.
Where was this here?
This was in Upland, California.
Are you? Did you grow up here?
So, okay. My parents, when they moved to this country in 76, lived in Echo Park.
Oh, wow.
So just around the corner. Mm-hmm. Super OG. And then when they So at the time, Echo Park was kind of a dangerous area.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Right. Yeah. And it's still, you know, there are parts.
It's only turned in the last 15 years.
Yeah.
Really.
Yeah.
You'll still hear a gunshot or two.
Sure. Mm-hmm. But when my parents moved here, it was all immigrants who lived here, including mm-hmm. them. Do you know where the El Compadre is up on Sunset?
Yes, of course.
That was their street.
Oh,
Sutherland Street. My dad would walk down that street, take the bus from that bus stop, and go be an accountant at a shoelace factory in downtown LA.
Oh my gosh.
That's like the American dream right there.
Yeah, it really is.
And then they moved out. They moved into a suburb. Uh-huh. Called, do you guys, have you heard of Covina or West Covina?
Yes, of course. Yeah.
So I grew up there. I did like my rest of my growing there. Mm-hmm. And then my uncle got me a job in Upland. Mm-hmm. So I was a bank teller and I just like was trying to figure it out. Mm-hmm. I felt really sad there, but I also felt like, okay, I'm not in an office.
Right.
This is like, okay, this is good. And then I ended up getting a job in an office. I got a job at Departures Magazine.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes, of course.
Famous Departures Magazine.
Famous, fabulous. And I felt always so close to it, but so far away because I was in the ad sales department and I was assisting. Right. Mm-hmm. And then I did a small internship at E! Entertainment. Mm-hmm. And again, felt so close to it, but I was in the law department. So it was like such a bummer. I almost
honest
felt like,
there, not yeah, quite. Yeah,
I felt like I was in a fishbowl. Yeah. Like I was just like putting my head out, like, get me in the ocean. Yeah. And like, no, you sit in this little bowl. And then went over to Angelino Magazine.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Same thing. Ad sales. I was the worst seller.
Oh, my God. Just right there.
Oh, my gosh. Worst seller on the whole team, mm-hmm. but very popular in the office.
Yes, of course. Like, of course.
Smart.
Yeah. Yes.
Very smart.
I tell
you,
my job need.
Honestly,
way
you
longer
need to be likable.
Exactly. Just be like, sometimes you know the person in the office who does a terrible job, but it's just great vibes.
Oh, yeah. That's me.
It's like, we should fire this person. But,
oh my gosh.
Just seeing them in the morning makes me feel happy.
Exactly.
The director of HR, who's not there anymore, so I can say this, she pulled me into her office and she was like, Kier, they're going to fire you. And I'm like, okay. She's like, don't you worry though. I'm going to keep you on as long as I can. And I'm like, okay. And she's like, also, you need to come in this weekend and clear your stuff out just in case. And I was like, okay. So then when I'd come, they kept me on like 4 months after that.
They just couldn't bear
it. Yeah, because I just like stopped by and be like, hey guys.
Love this.
Yeah. And it was actually kind of funny because so I had to sell restaurant space. Mm-hmm. This is old school kids before there were like online. There's like no Yelp was new.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
And so I called all these restaurants like as a last ditch effort. I'm like, they're going to fire me. And all these restaurants who loved seeing me too, but never bought anything from me, filled up my whole thing.
Oh,
so it was
my
like
gosh.
A Hail Mary.
It was like a GoFundMe.
Right. It was. And the boss who wanted to fire me like couldn't because I'd bought myself another. It was like a whole to do. And then finally I was like, gone. And even getting my unemployment pushed through was like the easiest thing ever because the HR director was like, I will push it through. Don't you worry about a thing. I'm like, okay. And
well, people want you to succeed when they like you.
I was really lucky.
Camilla worked at a hedge fund. And I was an agent.
Okay.
And I was like,
ladies and gentlemen, and all others who are listening to this podcast, that is crazy because these ladies look like artists. This is so nuts. Like, there's no briefcases anywhere.
We were really bad.
So bad.
But people liked us.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Oh my gosh, we're sisters.
Yeah.
My version, I
like signed people when I was an agent. I signed good people. I was one of Jenny's agents. That's
how
I know her.
Oh yeah.
So and I signed Ellie Kemper. I signed Kumail. Oh. So I signed, and that was
Being bad at an agent. You've just signed these incredibly legendary,
but it was the one
groundbreaking
thing.
Comedians.
Yes. I had an eye for talent, but it was the one thing I was good at because the rest of it was like calling studios all day and finding out what was going on with projects. And I was like, that's boring and I won't do it.
Perfect.
And like being nice to colleagues, which I also was
overrated.
Not so into. Oh my gosh.
Yeah, honestly, I was so bad at my job at the hedge fund. They just kept giving me jobs to keep me around. And it got to the point where
I love that.
And was, you know, eventually got to the point where they were just employing me to curate the office art collection.
I'm into that.
I was like, Camilla was like, I just spent most of my time in art galleries when I worked at the hedge fund. I was like, why? She's like, because they couldn't use me except to put stuff on the walls.
Yeah.
Excellent.
That's my favorite. I love that. But
so
same.
I just kind
of was figuring out, and then unemployment for anyone who's out there looking for work or worried about work, I know it's hard. unemployment was the best thing that ever happened to
100%.
Me in my whole life. So I was at the time not like, I was living in a studio apartment. Can you curse on here?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
It was shitty. And it was on Melrose. It was scary. There was no parking. Mm. The landlord was kind of sleazy, the whole thing. But it was a beautiful 1930s building.
Right.
The termites, the whole thing.
Of course.
And
there are so many of those beautiful little old buildings around Melrose in that area.
So many. I mean, and so it's a tiny studio. I'd moved my friend in illegally.
Of course.
You know, we had a mattress on the floor. I was like, girl, can you please pay me? And she's like, yes, I will pay you. Thank you, Bex. I love you. And we just, I was doing a bunch of odd jobs. So I was writing copy for a underwear like startup. For men's.
For men.
Yeah.
Great.
Menswear. And then I was, and so Carlos, who owned the brand at the time, who was still a friend, would give me $20 in cash every day also to pay for my parking and food.
I love those.
And my other best friend, Paul, was working at a bar. And so I would eat my meals there on his shifts.
Right.
Carlos would feed me on the shifts that Paul was working. And I almost like, feel like I got my parents' immigrant spirit.
Yeah.
Because I totally. Was hustling. But the drive there was at the time not to become a makeup artist. The drive was to not move back home.
Whatever it takes.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Sometimes those drives can be combined.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Yeah. I did not want to move back into my parents' house. No. They're really bossy. They're super ethnic.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Super, they've got rules like even now. No, you know?
Yeah. It, I don't, when I go home, my mother turns on the alarm at night so nobody can leave.
Yeah.
Like, I'm turning 40 and I have two kids.
Yeah.
And I'm married. Oh, yeah. But I can't leave the house when it's dark.
No, no. If I'm at Target too long when I'm visiting them, and that's usually like my pretend escape, they'll start phone banking me over and over again.
Yeah.
Gosh.
Yeah.
So
like 20 times. I'm putting my shoes on right now. I'm putting my shoes on. I'm coming to find you.
Yeah.
Wherever you are. I'm going to Target. Yeah. Same.
Yeah. They're really intense like that.
How did makeup enter your life?
So after all of this, I met somebody, a friend of mine, and he was like, hey, are you looking for work? And I was like, yeah. And he had worked at Smashbox Studios.
Okay.
He was a photographer there. And I was like, sure. I'm like, are they hiring in marketing and PR? Mm-hmm. And he's like, I guess, I don't know. I'll just put your name in. They were saying somebody needs somebody. I said, cool.
For something.
For something. And I'm like, this is great. I already have 10 jobs. Like, let's just, this would be cool. And so I'm thinking that I'm going to be a makeup publicist and I'm imagining this power suit and the whole thing. And so he calls me back. He's like, there's a makeup artist who needs an assistant.
Oh.
And I said, cool. I didn't know what that meant.
Mm.
I didn't know if that meant I'm going to go to an office and file papers or what. So I show up for this job and I'm like in heels. And if you've never been on a makeup set, nobody wears heels.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Actually, the only people who are dressed up on a makeup set, if you're not the talent, are new. And that's how you can spot someone who's new.
Yes, of course.
And so I show up.
Like your fanny pack and your sneakers. And
your hair's up and you've got no makeup on and you're ready to go. But I show up, I'm in heels all day. I'm running back and forth my feet. I mean, I'm in my 20s, so like that, you can do that.
Yes.
Now, like I would have to pass away.
Yes.
but like it would just be, at the time I was there, I was ready. And I did the longest day. And while I was doing that day, I got home and wanted to do it again.
Huh.
And I was just like, people do this? Mind you, I wasn't paid. Mm-hmm. But I was like, there's got to be a way because this woman looks so amazing and she's, you know, being paid and she's so talented. And then there was silence. My phone didn't ring, nothing. So I just went back to the underwear company and all these other things.
I was like, men buy underwear so often.
Yeah. 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 I mean, just
once
like,
every 5 years.
I'm like, do you have a kid I can babysit? Right. Do you have like, I'm like selling my clothes, like doing the whole thing. And then at the time before, this is pre-Instagram, everyone.
Mm-hmm.
And this is pre-YouTubers.
Yes.
There's a woman at Smashbox. She is their global lead pro artist, still there, still in my life, still such a wonderful force in my life. She was creating content for Smashbox when no one else was, doing tutorial videos on how to apply their products. And so...
A pioneer.
A pioneer, fully. Her name's Lori Taylor. She's incredible, also a woman of color. I know we're going to do a spotlight later. I'm going to spotlight her. Great. Just, you know, she's incredible. And I would just watch those videos because I was in love. It's like, okay, like I don't have any money to go to makeup school. I'm eating like Rosarita beans out of a can and eating at a bar like four nights a week. But I just wanted to like see what it was. I didn't know what it was. And then everything kind of started to flood forward, which was, oh, I worked at all these magazines because I love those pages. That's why. And it all started to make sense. And I think once you find what you're supposed to do, it actually just kind of, and as the two of you have found, since you've both come from jobs that were not your where your soul was supposed to be, it found you. And so I'm waiting and I'm just sitting in my empty mattress on the floor apartment and I get an email from her and it's just like, hi, like, thank you so much. And I'm like shaking. You know, and then my friend who had hooked me up with her before was like, hey, there's a master class. Would you like to take it? And at this time, there were only a few brands doing them. And they were $1,000 at the time. And I didn't have any money. I had about $250 left on my credit card. So I remember this because he had said, you don't have to pay for it. Just bring your kit. And you'll just sit and audit the class. And so I felt like the poor kid being bussed in, but sure. So I got this chance to go to this class the day before. One of my very dear friends had worked at the MAC counter. I called her and said, can I borrow some brushes? I only have the ones. And she's like, look, if you lose these, I'm going to get fired. They're like from the counter. But just take them. Oh God. So I got this old brush roll of like these brushes that had been cleaned with alcohol.
This is taking me back to a sad place.
Yeah. So, well, there's a happy ending.
I know.
So I have this roll of brushes and I have like a random hideous suitcase full of like makeup that I use personally, makeup that I've gotten from for free from people, from bargain bins, but I have no foundations. So I go to Walgreens. And Walgreens at the time had a return policy where you could try it and bring it back.
Great.
I went there. I took that little credit card that had $256 left on it. I bought 10 shades.
Oh my gosh.
And I show up to this like workshop at Smashbox Studios. And I am so intimidated because in my eyes, there are all these artists there who have their beautiful like Zooka kit. And I have like a random suitcase and I keep on opening it to check and make sure the receipt's in there. Because I am terrified that if I lose that receipt, I can't afford those, you know. And the whole time my parents are like, just go to law school. What are you doing? I'm like, I got this. I got this. And I do this class and there's three looks. It's a bridal workshop. And they do like a beachy bride and like a blushing bride and Lori's teaching it. And the whole time I'm staring at her and I feel like she has come to life in front of me because leading up to this, I was studying these videos, learning how to use this stuff from her. And so I'm watching her do this. And then our last look was an avant-garde look. And, or you could choose anything. So I chose avant-garde. I'd never worked with a model on my own. So they gave us models. They were shooting them, and at the end of the class, you get, at the time, CD-ROM. Now, you know, we don't use those. But a CD-ROM of your images. And so as a growing artist, to have images that are shot in a studio by a great photographer.
A portfolio? Wow.
It's like, what?
A free portfolio. Yeah. A $200 portfolio.
So I do this last look, and I'm like, you know, I am going to just pick the avant-garde look because this may never happen to me again. And I do the look. They're shot. And the photographer comes to me and says, these are the best I've ever seen in class. And I'm like shaking, but also so sad because I know it's going to end. And all these artists get to go and be artists. And I don't know how to be an artist. And at the end of the class, they give you a little order form and you can pick out products that you want and they give you a 40% discount. And for me, I just spent my $250
on the Woolworth Foundation.
Returnable foundation.
While this is happening, I go to the bathroom. I steal the toilet paper from Smashbox because, again, very broke at the time. I come back.
I remember stealing toilet paper.
Yeah, you have to. It's a rite of passage. I fill in my credit card and leave two numbers off because I know I just didn't want to be left out. And I leave. And I'm so sad. And I probably hugged Lori the hardest she's ever been hugged because I was so grateful. And I think I scared her. And I get home and I just, I'm just crushed because it's over. You know, I felt like Cinderella and I was. And it was such a lucky day because everyone who got to that workshop, they all got products there. But for me, I was told, hey, since you didn't pay for it, you're not going to get the bag of products. But one of the people didn't show up. And so Lori was like, just use the products. Because I was supposed to use from the testers. Mm-hmm. And she's like, just use the products. Who cares? She's just generous like all that. Right. And so I get home and I open my email and there's an email from her. And all it says is, would you like to assist me next week?
Oh, my God.
And it changed my life. I got there. I assisted her. And she looked at me and she said, I'm going to help you. I'm going to take care of you. And
why do I feel like I'm watching a movie right now?
No, it is, which is why I love her so much still. And she saved my life. She helped me become an artist, which is why, especially with women, it's so important to mentor each other.
It's so
important to be generous. She was never someone who held anything from me. She gave me everything.
Even those words, I'm going to help you. Mm-hmm. How often have any of us heard that?
I know. Well, I got to hear it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And I had the same. I had a mentor and it changed my life.
She changed my life. So that is the long story of how I got to start. And really, she felt like my fairy godmother, still does. And she just kind of shone a light for me.
Yeah.
And, you know, as a woman of color, she showed me how hard it is to be in this business as one of one, which she was for so long.
Yeah.
Especially, you know, being the representative of a brand on camera.
Yeah.
It's the opportunities are still rare. So that's kind of how I got my start, with someone really believing in me and pushing me and paying me and helping me find jobs that were
getting like, you on your feet.
Exactly.
Getting you out there and introducing you to the right people.
Exactly.
And you
exactly. And you will, as a makeup artist, you will assist for a long time and be paid very little or nothing at all.
Of course.
And that's just part of it. There's a lot of free that happens, and it's unfortunate,
exposure.
But it's exposure. And but I've learned so much from those.
Of course.
Yes. And, you know, then I got to sign at my dream agency, and the rest has kind of been history.
A whirlwind.
But it's been very cool. I think now being here, the struggles are different.
Yeah.
I don't like... Freelancing is so hard.
Yeah. Yes.
You know,
the hustle.
Right.
It's so tiring.
Just when you think you're good, you're so not good.
Yeah.
You're like, I'll have a moment where I'm like, you know what? I'm rich. Like, I'm going to like do this. Like, this is amazing. Like, yes. I'm just going to like cover myself in rubies and like, and do this. Yeah.
And then one thing falls
through. I'll get the message that says either like the email will read, they've gone in a different direction.
Yeah. Oh, mm-hmm. Love those.
Those are always good. Or just you're released. Which is always like the little, the stab.
That's the kind regards.
Yeah.
Released.
Yeah, you're released.
Best, comma.
Yes, best. So my like dream for my memoir is, am I confirmed? Because that is my, like, that is what I'm always thinking.
That's
but
the contractual obligation.
Yes. Yes.
It's like once you're confirmed, they have to pay you.
Exactly. But that's what we pay, right? We pay for our happiness and that uncertainty. And as an artist, especially as an artist of color, you have to believe in magic.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Because this job does not make any sense at all. So there is some magical thinking that's involved, which for me always was the case, where I would have really pushed myself and been a terrible doctor somewhere. Mm. But I just had these magical thoughts of that I wanted to do something that I really liked.
It's so important. I do think my entire life I've been a fantasist. I have absolutely daydreamed constantly for things that seemed unreasonable and out of reach. But without that, I would not have been able to achieve a quarter of the things that that I've been able to.
We'd and both be at the hedge fund.
Yes. Doing terrible jobs for great vibes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You'd be getting art. I'd be like buying donuts and things. Like, we'd be just doing that.
I remember very young, a guidance counselor saying to me once, it was about predicted grades, and I had... put, you know, it's like, I'm just going to get all A's. And I remember her saying to me, just like, well, you might want to mitigate your expectations.
Excuse you.
And I just remember I was so angry at her and just looked her dead in the eye.
Yikes.
I was just like, if I don't believe it, who else is going to?
Yeah.
And she just shut up.
Yeah.
And, how dare you? Yes.
That's terrible.
Also, how dare you tell a young woman of color that?
Exactly.
Like, F you.
Well, the worst thing was she was also a woman of color.
Oh,
and so she'd clearly been beaten down.
Sure.
So it was just internalized.
Yeah, it's probably a sense of maybe wanting to protect you.
Of course, absolutely. It wasn't from a place of malice.
Right.
It was very much her trying to, you know, be, you know, care for me.
Yeah.
But just that little exchange, I think, has been at the root of thinking for most of my career. And again, that magic has to be present.
Yeah.
Because again, like you say, none of this makes any sense.
No.
Making up stories for a living?
No. It's bizarre what we're all doing. And for me, I had a similar experience. My dad would always say, this is not your country.
Mm-hmm.
And he would say, don't do a job that they can take away from you.
Mm-hmm.
When I started doing this,
mm-hmm.
still to this day,
they're
terrified that it's all going to fall apart. And you know, it's things like that that we're told as people of color, as children of immigrants, that, you know, you're not, this isn't for you.
Yeah.
Go to that place over here.
It's like, it's safer.
Yeah, it's safer.
It's
we came here for the safe stuff.
Yes.
Don't go to the magical stuff that's not for you.
Yeah.
Yes.
And there's still a sense of that,
of
I
course.
Think.
It comes from a place of love and fear and a desire not to see your children hurt, but it's can hold you back.
Yeah, it can hold you back. I think we have to fight against it internally, especially as we all know in our respective fields. I mean, for me, I never meet really anybody who looks like me.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Client-wise or colleague-wise. There's a few of us and we kind of like give each other like the solidarity nod. Like, I see you. Thank you. Keep doing your work. Like, but it is scary, especially like when brands choose ambassadors and things like that.
Absolutely.
That's why even with, as we've seen, all the shades that have come out and all the undertones that have come out, it's amazing and it's exciting. And to see that in my career when there were 10 shades or 4 shades, but still when it comes to who's being chosen to represent those brands, it's like,
it's discouraging.
I hate that I have to think that because I still have my magical wings on that. No, I want to tell your story. Let me tell it. Let me show you. And that's also why in my career, how my agent and I have mapped it out together was I told her when I signed, I don't want to just do other women of color because I want to show that I can do everyone.
Yes.
And that sometimes doesn't translate for people. Oftentimes artists of color are put in a box where they're only allowed to do people of color.
Oh, completely. Right. The amount of scripts that I like or like job offers that I get sent that make no sense to the things that I write.
Yeah.
And the only commonality is that I am also black.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
Absolutely.
No sense.
Sure.
Absolutely.
Sure. It's sad because especially in beauty as a beauty professional, you should be able to handle all skin tones.
Yeah.
And I think a specialty shouldn't be a skin tone.
Yeah.
A specialty is you're light-handed or you're good at exotic looks that you're creating or you're like, you know, you are a heavy coverage person.
Exactly. You're the contour queen.
Like, exactly. That's a skill. Yeah. But being like, I am good at brown skin, that is not a skill.
Yeah.
That's not fair.
Just like you speak the language.
Yeah.
Exactly. Get it.
Exactly.
You
and
don't get it. And you're like, learn.
It sucks. And it's for me, it's an honor anytime I do get someone who looks like me or is darker than me because I'm like, yes, we're going to do this together and I'm going to elevate you and you're going to elevate me. But I'm also like, put me in, coach.
Yeah.
Put me in for everyone. Give me the chance that you've given everyone before me. You know,
I mean, it seems like change is happening, but it'll never happen as quickly as we want it to, which is yesterday.
Yes. It's happening at the counters, which is amazing, which
that's,
is where the pulse is.
Yeah. Yes.
But when it comes to the people who are at the top of the brands, choosing us to go and speak on their behalf, it's very rarely by us. And that is, it breaks my heart when I think about it.
I think there's also just a view within the fashion industry that they feel that diversity currently is a trend. yeah. it will be going
it's
away.
It's a trend, yes.
Yeah. yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's really in right now.
Yeah.
yeah. It's like, those people aren't going anywhere.
yeah. I'm like, we're actually living, so...
There's more and more of us.
Yeah. yeah.
yeah. You heard about the immigration situation? Yeah.
like, and we're mixing about, too. Oh,
absolutely. We're going to keep you confused. Yeah. like, yeah. ethnically ambiguous yeah. people all over the place. You're not going to be able to catch yeah. us.
The where are you from question is just, you know...
Yeah. You're like Echo Park.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. No, no. Where are you from?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
yeah.
I'm like, Berkshire. Like,
I've been to Pakistan 3 times, yeah. but okay.
yeah. Do you foresee yourself getting into product creation?
You know, it's always on my mind. Mm-hmm. I could definitely see that. I really want to be an ambassador for someone.
Yeah.
I want to, first of all, I want a brand to believe in me.
Yeah.
In that way.
Yeah.
And trust me mm-hmm. with all of their people.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, like, I love people. I want to connect mm-hmm. with you. I want to make you feel beautiful. And I also want to insert my message of, you don't need this.
Yeah.
This is just a gift.
Mm-hmm.
This is not a tool.
Right.
This is not like your milk, eggs, cheese, butter that you need. This is just a gift. This is an extra.
Right.
So if you feel like having an extra, have it. But there's this messaging that you can't leave the house without it. And yeah. I don't want to mm-hmm. do that. Yeah. I just want to be there to be a barrier mm-hmm. of like, hey, yeah, if it makes you feel better to have a little concealer, then do it. Yeah. But you don't need it.
Right.
You know, no. and but then that way you're looking at it as a reward, not a necessity.
A nice message.
Yeah. Beauty is all a gift.
Love to talk to you all day about everything we're talking about. Well, sadly, we do have to move on to Beauty of the Week. And you've already mentioned yours.
Yes. I love her. Lori yeah. Taylor over at Smashbox.
We got a link to her. We got to have her Absolutely. On.
You've got to have her on. Yeah, first of all, she's such a good speaker yeah. and she's beautiful. She has like a big, gorgeous head of hair. Mm-hmm. It's like golden and stunning, and she just is beautiful yeah, inside yeah. out. She's so giving and kind. And you know, for everyone working out there who at some point is an assistant or gets to have an assistant, right. treat them well.
Yes.
I was treated oh, yeah. well. I'm yeah. proof of that.
Yes, absolutely.
You know, she's amazing. You guys have to have her on. She's so
yeah,
fun.
We will definitely reach yeah. out.
Everyone about, falls in love with her.
About that. Who is your Beauty of the Week, Camilla?
My Beauty of the Week is actually Robin Crawford, who,
yes.
If you don't know, she was Whitney Houston's longtime
assistant. Oh my gosh,
assistant,
Robin forever.
Yeah. But was actually, you know, it was rumored for a very long time that she was Whitney yes. Houston's like life partner.
Yeah.
And sadly, they were very much forced into being in the closet for purposes of Whitney's career, but also her being from a very religious family.
Yeah.
And very recently, Robin has published a memoir, and is the very first time that she's spoken openly about their relationship. From the excerpt that I've read, it's absolutely heartbreaking that knowing that these women who cared for each other incredibly deeply were forced to live in silence and in shame. It's devastating. It's absolutely
what a mental weight for Whitney yeah. and her whole life. I mean, yeah. the way that her life ended up, it's yeah. just, you yeah. can't imagine.
Exactly. And there's a lot of criticism at the moment for Robin speaking up. And mm-hmm. there's a lot of, you know, kind of coded, please respect her memory. And, you know, I wish she'd never talked.
Homophobia.
And blah, blah, blah. And yeah, it is. It's just completely thinly veiled homophobia. And also, oh, yeah. it's like, I cannot imagine any scenario where if the person that I had been in a relationship with for 30 years had died, you know, partially because of, you know, having to live their entire life in shame, that I wouldn't eventually speak about that.
Right.
Yeah.
And especially when other people are telling your story for you and continuing to silence you. Absolutely not. I think she did an incredibly brave thing, and it was a very heartbreaking thing. And I just, my heart goes out to her, and people criticizing her really need to take a second to think about what it is about that actually really makes them upset.
Wow. Robin's amazing.
Yeah.
And that documentary was heartbreaking.
Absolutely. And then again, that was this, like, you know, an instance where she was having her story told for her.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
and,
exactly.
Being able to step into the light and have ownership of that story
sure.
is incredibly important and not an easy thing to do.
I wanted to highlight a podcast that isn't ours, but hopefully will be soon. if I have anything to say about it. It's called Ghost of a Podcast. And the woman who hosts it is an astrologer in Oakland, California, named Jessica Lanyadu.
Okay.
I hope I'm pronouncing it right. Sorry, Jessica, if I'm not. It sounds really woo-woo and the branding is very woo-woo. And she is like the most, she absolutely sounds like the voice of reason when you listen to it. She's like, someone will write in with advice and she'll be like, all right, I'm looking at your star chart. Mm-hmm. Okay, let's talk about Saturn returns. And then it talks about like the crossroads that you enter in your late 20s and how it can be hard to make decisions. Or right now we're like in Mercury retrograde, which whatever, whether you believe it or not, stuff is getting effed up, guys.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Total life ruiner.
Everywhere you look, foiled at every turn, right? And she gave this very, she had this, very peaceful blog post that was like, you know, now's not a time to, forge ahead blindly into these projects. Maybe it's time to make some new connections. Maybe it's time to work on something you haven't worked on before. Maybe it's time to branch out. And I was like, yes, yeah. I think I will. And sure enough, it just took me off the, why isn't this working? Mm-hmm. Right. And really, it's very practical advice. It's it will work out. Just give it a second. Maybe just don't bang your head against that wall right now. Turn around and bang your head against something else. Anyway, I highly recommend it. I find her very soothing. I find her very practical. And I don't know. I just really like her.
Immediate subscribe.
Ghost of a podcast.
Into Done. It. I love a podcast.
Done. Yeah,
always.
I mean, we drive so much.
Yeah, I listen to them. I walk the reservoir a lot, and I'll just that's where I've been listening to you guys.
Oh,
yeah. Fantastic. So I'll just I'll just walk that around, and I feel good if I beat you. If I'm okay, I went a little faster. This is okay. You know.
All right, then we wrap up with a game called Beauty Rose, Bud, and Thorn, where we talk about our highlights, our lowlights, and the things we're looking forward to. So Beauty Rose this week, what was yours?
Mine was Raw Wine, which is a natural wine convention, which travels around America, but this month was in Los Angeles.
Yum.
And it's this wonderful celebration of all of these independent natural wine makers, and you go meet the winemakers, taste some sips. There's also then lots of really great little after parties, a lot of natural wine spots around Los Angeles and in the restaurants. And it is just so much fun. And it's just very nice to kind of do a connecting with a product when you're getting to connect with the actual people who are making it.
Right. Yeah.
And I personally, natural wine for me is a beauty product.
Yes.
mental health is a big part of the equation.
Indeed. Well, it's also one of the fewer alcohols that I can drink as I'm aging.
Yes, girl.
You're not the only one who says that.
Yeah, me too.
A lot of people say that.
Tequila and some natural wine.
Right.
Everything else makes me sad.
Makes me tired, makes me break out. I was in Vegas last weekend and I was just drinking regular, just straight up wine and spirits.
No.
And I woke up, my face was awful, absolutely ridden. Mm-hmm. I had not seen a hangover face like this for quite some time. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh yes, this is what's in regular wine.
Oh right. Yes. You're like, this is toxic.
Yeah.
Deeply.
What did you, okay. Well, I was in New York, and when I'm in New York, I always go to the Christine Chin Spa, and I get my favorite facial, which is really
The microneedling?
Whatever they do, the microdermabrasion plus the intense extractions.
Yeah.
So what I realized, and I don't know if this is true or not, but the woman who did my facial this time, her name was Coco. She was hilarious. She was very disappointed that my face wasn't worse. She kept saying that I was no fun.
And
they said, but my chin's really bad. And she was like, I'll save that for dessert. She was I could not stop laughing. I was laughing the entire time.
Doing the Lord's work.
I said, I haven't been able to find a facial like this in California, like an intense, pull out the gunk of every pore facial. And she said, that's because in California, you're not allowed to use a lancet.
Mm-hmm.
Is that true?
Yeah, that's true.
Because they use a little, when something's stuck in there, they just use a little lancet to get the stuff out.
Oh, wow.
And that's why they can get all the stuff out, because they're cutting my face.
I'm looking at your skin right now.
Thank you.
And it's beautiful. Literally my eyeballs are a foot from her face. It looks incredible.
Single blemish. Nothing. I mean, I go because I had a lunch cancel and I was like, there I go. I gotta go get my face sandblasted off.
Yeah. I hear that.
It works.
I feel that.
It works. But yes, apparently you can't use a lancet here, so you can't do the deep, deep, deep extractions.
That makes so much sense. Mm-hmm. All right, fine. I'm just gonna get my next facial when I'm in New York.
Do
just
it.
Just leave the state.
Do it up.
They're supposed to be amazing there. I've never seen them myself, but they've been recommended to me a lot.
I go every time.
Mm-hmm.
They're intense.
Yeah, I've heard that.
Yeah, but it's, I think, totally worth it.
I'm like a cloud. I like a soft situation, but I hear you. Sometimes you need someone to just kind of get in there and be like, okay.
Because it leads to, you know, it's like if I'm eating right, not eating right. If I have like a clogged pore, I'm fine. Sure. But then if I'm not eating right, then it becomes a huge zit. Then it becomes a cyst. Then it becomes a scar. Then it becomes, so I'm just like, it's the whole process. Get it all out. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Get it all out so that we can start fresh. But that was awesome. What was your highlight this week?
Okay, so I travel a lot. I just got back from New York. I feel like I'm on like 6 flights in the next month.
Oh, jeez.
Got to use those compression socks.
You know, compression socks, the oils. I use an oil every time I fly, actually. That's great. But, and people think I'm like a weirdo, but it's fine.
Whatever.
I'm fully converted.
We're all weird.
So my rosebud, which, first of all, I love that name.
It's Rose and then bud. But you're Rose. Yes, you're Rose.
Oh, it's like my little rosebud. My rose would be, so have you guys seen, do you guys know who Julianne Dempsey is? She's a makeup artist also. No. We're over at the same agency. She has this tool called a gold bar. Mm. And it's like a little vibrating
on Instagram.
Bar. Mm-hmm. It's amazing. I use it in my kit. So I put it on my client anytime I'm about to do their makeup before. And what it does is it stimulates the lymphatic drainage in your skin. Oh. But it's kind of like a rose quartz roller, but it does the work for you.
Oh, I see.
So that, I feel like it's such a nice treat to have something like that. And it just kind of sculpts you very quickly. I love that thing.
Beautiful. So that's my rose.
And it's pretty. It's gold. Very, it's definitely a luxurious treat. But it's a nice thing to have, and you can use it on a flight. Yeah. You can use it, I mean, several times a day.
Gorgeous.
But it'll give you an instant, you know, everyone says, oh, it's an instant result, but it really is. And it feels good. It feels like a facial massage. So that would be my rose.
Add to cart.
Yes,
done.
Add to cart. Yes. Treat yourself.
Amazing. What was your thorn, Cam?
Just the general dryness in the air at the moment. Oof. It's pretty rough. It's partially the change in weather, and it's getting a little bit colder. Yeah. But also in California, we've just had, you know, it's fire season. Oh, so there's just a lot of ash and pollutants in the air. And everything is chapped from my feet to my lips, from head to toe.
We might need to get you in that Vaseline aisle.
Diabetic Vaseline.
We might have to like hook you up old school. When it's like that, I'm always like, let's just get the Aquaphor out.
Absolutely. I'm waiting. Daniel Kaluuya's mom is about to be in town, so she's going to re-up.
Oh, she's making that little thing you were talking about. Can I get on her list? How do I become her friend?
Look, it's very exclusive.
You can definitely smell it, but Camilla won't let you touch it or try it.
I'm gonna let you try some. I'm gonna let you try some in a second.
I can just put it on you. Yeah. We can put it on you because I don't need it on me. I just want to touch it. Like when you talked about it in our podcast, I was like, okay, do I need to get on a plane to London? Yeah. Like, what's going on?
You should talk. That might be your first product launch.
Yeah.
I mean, I would walk her through it.
I would just have to be standing there next to her. She doesn't need
She's
any help.
Magic.
We gotta figure this out.
Yeah, we've got to get this done.
It sounds amazing.
But this is me waiting for her to land.
Yeah.
I will be at LAX waiting for her.
Yeah, this is why you're picking up someone at LAX.
We tried to get her on the podcast, but she's too busy.
Oh my gosh.
She's too busy like smearing her sun and moisturizer during his press trip, which is so sweet.
Yeah. I love her.
She's incredible.
From your podcast. I mean, again, at the Reservoir, when I'm going on my incline, you're talking about this lotion and I stopped. Like, hold on. Where do I get this? Someone What's happening?
He does have the most beautiful skin.
It's incredible. Demi, you're
look at your skin.
Woman.
It's beautiful. So it works. Like,
so good.
I was trying to think of my thorn, and it was kind of the under the umbrella definition of I always look like garbage in New York. Does anyone else have this
issue?
Oh
my God. I say this
something
all the time about myself.
I look awful in New York. My hair, I get sweaty.
I feel
and
like
I'm
a little
cold.
Trash can.
Yeah I'm just disgusting.
It's the lighting, it's the pollution. It's,
I looked awful. My hair was greasy. It's like I get out of the subway and I stink.
Sure.
And I had all these meetings with like beauty editors and publishers.
Beautiful. They're perfect.
And they look incredible. Yeah. And they're put together. And they also are like in heels. And
yeah. No, I don't know.
I'm in my sneakers.
Oh, yeah.
It was bad. It was not. You know what? And I guess in New York, I just, because here we have no elements.
No.
It's like there's no wind. You just like go walk in your car. You get out of your car. You look exactly like you did when you left the house.
Yeah. You're air conditioned.
I don't look my best in New York.
Yeah. Well, thankfully, we don't live there.
Yeah. So. I live there.
You're back in California
time.
Now and you look beautiful.
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. I feel much better. Yeah. I feel much, much better.
I live there half the time because my partner lives there. And so I just basically look like terrible half the time in my life.
Don't even believe you know? That.
And also you look terrible when you're seeing your partner. Yeah. Which is the worst.
Yeah, I'm
feeling.
Like, this is cool. I mean,
you're like,
so
I'm way hotter than you in LA.
Yeah. I mean, he, first of all, he's like a dude, so he does nothing and looks amazing.
Yeah.
Like, he'll just put his little leather jacket on and his like, Converse, and he's like, hey, let's go.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay, cool. I have this mask on and this, like, roller thing going on, and I'm just, like, trying to, like,
and it's all going to sweat off in the subway anyway, so what's the point? What was your thorn?
Okay, I have a few thorns. Yeah, can I have a few?
Yeah.
One is daylight savings.
It's number one. Awful. Disgusting.
So
electric
rude.
Chair for whoever invented it. Terrible.
It's so rude.
So ridiculous.
I mean, I love light and it makes me so sad. It makes my job harder. Yeah. The whole thing.
Yeah.
So yeah, actually that might just be my only.
It's awful. It's ruined everything.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It ruins your sleep, sadness, just general, your day just feels so much shorter.
Yeah.
Productivity is down.
Yeah. It's miserable. A bummer, especially in LA because I just came back, as I said, from New York. At least it's fall there. Yeah. So you're cozy at 5 o'clock or whatever. But here it's 100 degrees outside.
And you're just plunged into darkness at 4 p.m.
So then it's just dark.
Yes.
It's and not hot. Fair. I don't like it.
And the kids are confused. They're waking up at 5. So
it's rude.
It's very
unacceptable.
Bad. Is there anything to look forward to? Anything? What's your bud, Cam?
I think my bud is I just dusted off the Hemsley & Hemsley cookbook, which I got a little while ago and Hemsley used it a couple of times.
What kind of food is it?
It is basically, it's a lot of, it's healthy comfort food.
Mm.
And it is quite low carb. And it is very low sugar.
Mm.
And it's just about very comforting, bold flavors and whole foods.
Love that.
And it's marvelous. My favorite recipe, actually, that is there's bolognese with zucchini noodles. And I think they're actually the first people to lead the charge of the whole zucchini zoodles, as we're calling them.
Yeah.
But it's wonderful. But all of the food is very filling, very warming, and the flavors are just great. And so I'm excited. I started paging through it the other day, so I'm excited to get back into that because it's a good time of year for staying at home and cooking since it's dark at 4 p.m.
Yes, exactly. Absolutely. 'Tis the season.
How about you?
I decided this week while I was in New York that I'm going to take a month off for my birthday.
When's your birthday?
Yes. December 11th.
Oh my gosh. Amazing.
And I'm turning 40.
You're Sag?
Yeah. And I was like, what am I going to do? And I was like, I'm going to take a month off.
Yes.
I'm not going to work. I'm going to hand in everything I need to hand in. Mm-hmm. I'm going to take all of December off. People are just hanging out anyway.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Waiting for the year to end.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I can just like accelerate it, put on my do not disturb like everywhere and like take care of my mental health and go for a walk.
Yeah, man.
Hang out with my kids, not panic about hustling and maybe just give it a second. I haven't done that. And I didn't really get to do that, honestly, after the baby was born because the second I felt better, I was working again.
Yeah.
But I didn't get really a moment of like, plus I'm turning 40.
Yeah.
It's like, I should just enjoy it. Yeah. I should just enjoy it for a second.
Yes. Yes, you should. Yeah. That's amazing.
I love this.
A month.
In solidarity, I will also take a month off to celebrate your birthday.
How about we all, let's everyone take a month off.
Present. I think so.
That's very French of us.
It's like, where is the
world? French.
Yes.
Where is the world going? Yeah. It's like, just slow. My New Year's resolution also is to chill out.
Mm-hmm.
That's my resolution for next year is just chill out. Mm-hmm. What am I always like? I'm like I never stop moving and that's not great.
I love a New Year's resolution.
Me too. Like I'm working, I work, everything's great, things are good. Why am I always putting hats on top of my hats? Like there's no reason to do that. I just need to calm down and enjoy what I have, I think.
That's really sweet.
So just being more present in what I actually have instead of trying to like constantly achieve more, which is really hard to stop that drive, but I think would lead to me having fewer anxiety attacks.
Yes.
If I could just calm down and be like, things are pretty great.
We gotta that get would you be girls really on good. Some oil.
Yeah, it's bad. So, yeah. It's not very good.
But that month off will do it. It's that time.
Yeah, I think so.
Time is that thing that you can never get back. Yeah. But when you give it to somebody, it's a gift, right? So giving it to yourself, that's the biggest gift.
Yeah. I think so. How about you?
Gosh, the
what
bud.
What are you looking forward to?
Well, okay. So for me, this is actually my busy season. Mm, yeah. So, because I'm on a couple of press tours and I've got, yeah. which is, again, and such awards, a blessing yeah. as a makeup artist to have that. Mm. But I've got award season and I have a few people like campaigning and doing all that. So I am busy right now. So I guess I have... Can I have two little buds? Yeah. I keep asking for extra. Whatever this is my life. I'm like, can I get this on the side? Can I have this?
No, this is great.
Well, one of my little buds is I'm going to Mexico for work, but I'm extending it 3 days to just chill.
Great.
So I always try to find that. You have to.
Yes, absolutely.
So it's not a lot of time, but it's enough.
That's enough
to lay down.
Read. Yes. Rest.
Oh my gosh. Oh yeah.
Eat a meal that isn't like, ugh.
Yeah, yeah.
Just throwing in your face.
Yeah. I'm a big reader. I read on the plane. So it's like, I'm going to catch up on my podcast, read my books. My partner's coming. So it'll be like really a little, you know, good little romantic vibe to it. And then my other bud, I would say, is closing out award season without panicking. Mm-hmm. That's my goal. Mm-hmm. Because as freelancers, you know, when it rains, it pours. Right now, for me, thank goodness it is raining and pouring.
Yeah.
But I know it'll go away because there's ebbs and flows. Yeah. And so I've promised my partner and myself that in March, when the Oscars are over, even if I'm free to not freak out and maybe just like, you know, I actually have a new cookbook too. I have the Dishoom cookbook.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know they had one.
It just came out last week.
My best friend, Jamie, she was just there and sent it to me for my birthday. And it is, first of all, you would love it.
I love Dishoom. It's one of my favorite restaurants. It's excellent.
I'm going
there
in December because I have to travel again. Yeah. And it's the one thing I'm really looking forward to is just eating like the chicken ruby.
So
it's the breakfast. Do not sleep on the breakfast.
It's really good.
It's incredible.
What is it?
It's like, you know, you'll get like a whatchamacallit? What's the bourgie? Like an egg bourgie.
Yeah.
And baranta.
Heck yeah.
And like all kinds of stuff. Yeah. It's really
all into
good.
It.
Yeah. The drinks are really good. Yeah.
Incredible.
Should we do Foxy Brown's in London?
Absolutely. Done. I'm actually kind of annoyed that you brought up the Dishoom cookbook because it was actually going to be your Christmas present.
Oh, so. No. I'm so sorry.
But it's okay. I'm still going to do it.
It's okay. It's beautiful.
Yeah.
It's like such, it's so elegant. So
That's
awesome.
Yeah. Amazing.
Oh my gosh. Well, thank you so much for
joining us. Thank you for taking this panic attack out of my body.
No,
I've got you.
I'm going to leave you my oil.
Entire day.
Yeah.
This was magical. Thank you.
No, thank you. You guys are magical.
Is there anything you want to promote? We want everyone to follow you on Instagram, of course.
Yeah.
Is there anything you want to promote? Anything you want to talk about?
Everyone, just today, take a deep breath. I'd love to just promote that. If you can do it right now, just do it. That'd make me really happy.
Thanks, guys. See you next week.
Bye, everybody. Thank you. Bye.
For show notes, including links to the products, services, people, and causes mentioned on this episode, you can subscribe to our official newsletter, Stuff and Things, through the link in our show notes or at foxybrownspod.com. See you next week.
Earios.
Powered by Acast.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.